What's up, people? Adam Hunter here with Bill Dawes. We were supposed to do a podcast last week, but then everyone said they were going to be late or I'll come in an hour. I'm pretty sure Don Fry is going to make me call him right now, actually, to remind him. I can't just text him. I have to call him and then he'll go, "What day is it? What's going on? Who am I?" So let's see. Oh, Don Fry's here. Fuck it. After all that shit I was just talking, he actually showed up. I fucking can't believe it.
Ah, time.
Yes. So yeah, we're getting ready for our trip next week to Indiana, which my show got hijacked. I was supposed to just do a show at the Funny Bone. Me at the Funny Bone, which I've been waiting years. And then all of a sudden McCorkle's, "Hey man, can my son do a guest set? He'll drive you around." I'm now, instead of flying just me to Ohio, I gotta fly to Indiana for his son to come to do six podcasts in Sean's house with you and Don. And then I had to call like the booker, which I've been, which this guy books like 15 of them, and I'm trying to get Facebook ads, which I got blocked. I asked my wife to help me with Facebook ads, and now I'm banned from Facebook basically.
Wait, how are you banned from Facebook?
Because I don't know, the ads she put on, the videos were like too, I don't know what the hell happened. She's like telling me that this she could do this, and now I'm trying to get people to come. And McCorkle's like, "Hey," and he keeps sending me his son's clips. And he's like, "Don't worry, he won't use the N-word this time." And like, I'm like, dude, like the, and then to make it worse, Bill Dawes, who, by the way, I think favors me to you is 10,000 me, you one, because I remember all these gigs that I got you in Pennsylvania at this and that, and then you're like, "Hey man, can I open up for you?" So now the whole show is now an MMA roasted show, which is fine. Fuck it.
But it was also Sean told me, "Hey, you should feature for Adam during a manic episode." And who am I to say no to Sean during a manic episode?
Okay. Mayhem, how are
No, I am not manic.
you? Thanks, man. And Don, you, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm just listening to you bitch like a little fucking woman. Yeah.
So Don, what do you think of the election?
Went perfect. Went perfect. You know, shit. Wait, there was an
Everything got.
election?
Yes,
What
yes.
happened? Couldn't use
Yeah, now.
it. Putin's coming over here to take over the country.
Finally, thank
Take
God.
over.
How
About time.
excited were you? Did you have a party afterwards, or did you have a celebration, or just what?
No, I was excited. Yeah, shit. I mean, all my buddies voted the same way I did. You know, shit. So we were all happy. Except my buddy Glenn McMahon. We've been buddies for like 45 years. He's a fucking lib. Brian Johnson's a lib, so they're not happy. But
And then
we'll survive.
Mayhem, what did you think? Mayhem, are you allowed to vote?
Don't know. And not in this state.
What?
Voted 40 times.
What
Got big imbalance, you know. We got it done, didn't we, baby?
Wipe your mouth.
Yeah, I was actually, listen, I this is the first time I've ever voted Republican in my life. Last time
Good man, good man.
I
Try
voted,
it again.
last time I voted Biden. Before that, Hillary. I've always Obama, Hillary. I've always voted Democrat, and then it just got to be r ridiculous.
Was the tipping point? What was the one thing that you say, this is really what changed your mind?
Well, I mean, number one, Kamala not having any actual policies or saying what she was going to do, but not even that. And then, inflation, just the crime. I mean, literally, people are driving into my fucking house and they can't find them. I'm going to CVS. People are just taking shit. Are you going to call the cops? No. There's fucking pe there's people just laid out in front of my house, fentanyl users. I mean, it's insane. And then even with the $2,400 scam that I got scammed
Yeah.
airline. You can't get a cop on. I'm like the phone. It's but not even that. And then the schools and this and that. There's a lot of shit, and there's a lot of it you just can't blame the president for. It's more, those are more like local issues, But I don't know. It just a lot of things got. But then I'm like, listen, nobody is gonna change your life except for you. That's what people have to realize. People, all these people are like, if you vote for Trump, unfriend me or unfo I'm like,
Yeah.
take responsibility for your own actions. You're the one who's gonna change your life. You are. You. You want your life to be better? Work. You have to work harder. I have to work harder. I can't like depend on the big government to improve my life so
That
much.
is the Republican. That is the Republican talking point. That's exactly it. But some people do a lot. But what about disenfranchised people? They don't have the ability to work hard because they're too dumb. I mean, that's what they
Amazing.
say. It's so bizarre. They're like, you can't expect black people to get voter IDs, to get a driver's license. What are you, a racist? I'm like, what? Every black person needs to get a driver's license.
Dude, I had a friend who was on CNN recently and he just had like a complete, he flipped out. So I texted him. I'm like,
Oh, Pete Dominic. I saw it.
I'm not gonna say who the friend is, right?
Okay, I know it is. It's Pete
But
Dominic.
he's a good friend. So I texted him. I'm like, hey man, are you okay? Is everything all right, man? Just checking in. And he goes, how do you feel about fascism? That was his text. So I'm like, I'm against it, right? So then he goes, what do you think is gonna happen to gay people? So I texted him back, they'll still be gay.
They'll probably fuck a little harder, to be honest.
faster, harder,
Did somebody put on Twitter, I'm gay. Are there gonna be cute boys at these gay camps? I was like, that's it's fucking
That's funny.
pretty. But I mean, Jason, what do you think about all this division?
But I don't know. I feel like we're all like cheering in a football game, pretending that we're playing. Like,
Right.
I don't think any of this shit is gonna affect us really. I mean, maybe we're gonna start rounding up everybody who's ever banged a dude. Maybe they will. I don't know. I guess we'll find out in January. Or maybe they'll I don't know. Do you think Donald Trump is gonna kidnap everybody who talks smack against them? So like the
No,
entire cast of
I don't think. But this the whole thing reminds me of like that Chris Rock Bring the Pain special when he was said all these black people were cheering for OJ, like, we won, we won. And he's like, what the fuck did we win? Like, I didn't get my OJ check in the mail. That's what this election reminds me of. It's like if you want your life to change, you have to change it, and you can't depend on the government to change it for you.
Well, yeah, but you can. Well, here's the thing is that I don't know. I think like the normal, everybody remembers back when like Trump was giving out Trump checks during COVID. I think that's what we're all pining for. Like, I hope that I get a Trump check when he gets into office this January, but I don't know if my Trump check is coming,
It's
to
not
be honest.
coming. But I do want to see also he goes, I will end the wars on day one. I'll end the Israel war, and he goes, and I'll end the Russian war. I'm like, I want to see if you can do it. And like, I
Yeah,
want to see like how much power this guy actually has. I want to see if he can actually do that.
the cool part about Donald Trump is like we all know he's full of shit, and we're just like, yeah, all right, yeah, whatever you say, bro. He's like that drunk dude at the end of the bar who's like gonna, you know what I mean? He's gonna send us all to college this week. Yeah, nah, you're probably not,
It
whatever.
reminds me of like when you're in school elementary and the kid running for school president's like, if I win president, there's gonna be no school on Fridays. And all the kids are like that kid has any power that's actually that's gonna do it. But yeah, it's I don't know. It's just it's been great for comedy because people are like, I even wrote like people are blaming black men and white women for Kamala losing. I'm like, white dudes get no credit. Like, where's our meanwhile, I was with my daughter, Don, right? So I take my daughter, they came with me to visit me in Vegas, and this little kid had an eye patch. The kid was like 5 years old. Something
Eye
happened. Something
patch.
happened. Yeah, something happened to the other guy. And she's like, look, daddy, a pirate.
Fucking pirate.
Yeah, that's what my kid said. So I had to explain to my 6 year old, hey, we don't want to make kids feel bad, and some kids are different. Like it's, I don't
Wait,
know.
what? So you bought him a parrot?
Yes. Dude, then I was holding her, right?
Did he show you his sword?
Of
Yeah. Did
course.
he show you his sword and you showed him yours? Sword fight.
I feel like Don should have been a pirate. Dude, then I'm holding her, right? She's 6 years old. I'm holding her in my arms. She farts on me and goes, today's your lucky day.
Yeah.
That's genius. Jason, you
Wait
ever
till she
want to
gets
have
married
kids?
her wedding night.
Yeah, I got a few kids, bro. I got stepkids out the ass. They're everywhere.
Do you ever think about having kids or no?
Yeah, I mean, you're offering.
Ha!
I hope you got some eggs left in there.
No, I just think you'd be a great dad, like for
I
real.
am. I'm the best dad. I'm everybody's stepdad.
I for real think you'd be a good dad. I think it would change you for the better. Like,
Yeah.
like.
Oh, for sure.
I'd be right about that. Yeah. I think it will soften me. It will soften me in a weird way where you
Yeah.
have to be gentle. You know what I mean? I can't be I can't grow into the vicious maniac that I once was. I will now have to be filled with estrogen every day and be gentle and oxytocin.
Dude, that might
Yeah,
kid.
he's child can write a fucking
I
paper
mean,
on schizophrenia at like age 5.
yeah, hell yeah.
Jason, why is there a Hello Kitty thing behind you?
Because I own stock in a Hello Kitty company.
Really?
I really do, yeah. I'm like, I have a big, yeah. If you guys need Hello Kitty, I got you guys.
I for
Yeah.
real, my daughter loves it. Are you
Yeah,
serious?
mine
All right.
too.
No, I meant to talk to you about it, but we like hardly ever talk except on the air. So yeah, I like have a butt, bro. I have Hello Kitty out the ass, bro. Remember how I liked Hello Kitty a long time ago? Well, now I'm a fervent investor. So guess what, bud? Christmas is gonna be full of kitty. Well, don't tell your daughter because Santa Claus is coming to town.
Oh, nice. Dude, my kid, I was trying to explain her. I was showing her pictures of like when she was born, like you know, my wife giving birth, not like the actual, but I was like, oh, you know, when she was holding her when she was like a you know, 2 minutes old. And she goes, yeah, didn't I come out of the belly because like one of the claws came, like a claw machine? I was like, yeah, it didn't exactly happen like that. Oh, and then Russell Peters. So
That's
dude.
why you got the little dents in your head, honey.
Don's the only guy that I have no idea what he says, but it's still funny.
Yeah, we know.
Then
Listen, back
no, then
to
Russell Peters. So I'm on tour. It's like 15,000. I'm so nervous. I want to do well in front of him. I do well. I'm all excited. And then Russell's on stage, and he's like, "Adam, did you from the stage?" He's like, "Did you jerk off before you got here?" He goes, "My hand stuck to the microphone." What happened was, you know, I used that got to be glued gel, and I go like this so many times during
oh
the show, and then I grabbed. So then he was stuck. He had to have someone give him a wet wipe during the show.
my God. So you're basically jizzing on Russell Peters' hand?
Yes.
Oh, something about Mary style? Way to go, bro. I'm glad you're getting to the next level of comedy where you're doing inside jokes on the
Yeah.
fucking. Oh my God. How was the tour? Are you done with the tour? What's
I'm the
up?
star.
Nah,
Yeah.
dude, we got another nine
He is
shows.
now.
Not
He
if I really
is
thought I was gonna
now
get fired. I thought I was gonna get fired because of
after
that.
the cum incident.
Yeah, after the cum incident, I thought I was gonna get fired. We have nine more shows in Canada, and then we're going to Thailand, Australia, Malaysia, China, Hong Kong.
Jesus.
And
Sick.
Does he fly you? Wait, does he fly you first class, or do you have to sit in the back with the
first class.
peasants?
First class. I actually get first class.
Oh,
Yeah, Russell
okay.
Peters is one of those
All right,
headliners
good.
chasing people, right? Yeah.
I like don't want it to end because I'm like, I know my dude, like one of my comic friends called me from a cruise ship. Jason Anders called me, and I knew right away he wanted to FaceTime, and I could see the back. I recognized the back, and he's like, "Yo, man, I'm on the." I go, "Jason, I can't talk to you right now because you're gonna bring me down, and I'm in a really good place in my life right now."
I work for Russell Peters, you little peasant. Yeah, you fucking peasant. I don't have time for you shit.
I was like, I'll call you in 3 months when I'm in the
Lose
exact same
my
spot.
number. Lose my fucking number.
Then 3 months later, I called him. I went from Arab Emirates to like Spirit Airlines middle seat, you know, real quick. You get very high. It's a big reality check when you get off those tours. A big reality check. I'll tell you when I was in Vegas.
You're talking to him. You're talking to him now that you're in Spirit Airlines,
Yeah, exactly. Did I tell you when I was in Vegas and this
huh?
prostitute came up to me? I met this prostitute at the hotel
Now, what do you say?
downstairs. He was very nice. He was a huge cock, Don. And so I invited him to my show. I'm like, you want to come to my show? Her to come to my show. She's like, yeah, she comes to my show. Her and her friends. At the end, she walks out, and I'm by the merch table. I go, hey, you enjoy the show? She goes, you were too dirty.
But what did she want you to do? She wanted you to put a condom on the microphone with your mouth.
Yeah, I don't know. I was like, I offended the fucking prostitute. Yeah, it was fucking ridiculous. By the way, have you guys been watching the countdown, the Jake Paul, Mike Tyson countdown?
Couldn't bring myself to watch it. How is it? Tell me all about it.
All right, so it's at first I was like you, Jason. I'm like, this is gonna be sad. This is gonna be terrible. This is just gonna be another fucking disappointing thing in life. And now that I'm watching it, I think Tyson's gonna win. But I'm not sure they
Oh,
don't.
yeah, he's gonna kill him. He's gonna.
First of all, the idea came to Jake Paul while he was on ayahuasca. So he says he took ayahuasca and the idea of fighting Mike Tyson happened. And then he called Mike Tyson the next day. And that's how he, and Mike Tyson's like, sure. Tyson looks fucking like a somebody
He
told
looks great. He looks great.
me that a sparring partner came in. He had three guys. Second guy comes in. They were like, hey, don't go too hard on Mike. And the guy was just being a fucking going. And Mike knocked him fucking out cold, like out cold, to prove the guy a
Was
lesson.
he hit, wait, was a sparring partner hitting hard or just fucking around,
Yes.
being nice?
Sparring partner was hitting hard, being a fucking, like,
Yes.
going way too hard, trying to knock out Mike. Mike
Wow.
turned it up. He's got, now, isn't it your, isn't Cordero your
Good.
ex-coach, Jason?
Yeah, that's my coach. Yeah, that's so weird to see him coaching Mike. I'm like, oh wow, that's fucking wild.
How good of a coach is he?
He's great. He's great. He's like really great pad man. He's a really great like tactician. Like he's like a dance instructor almost. You know what I mean? No, and I mean that in a really good positive way, because he's like this guy who
Good
puts in.
enough to where you won't be talking to Mayhem anymore, just like you.
He'll put together like good combinations and stuff. So I'm sure Mike is gonna come with something nice and fresh. But like, I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I'll watch this whole Jake Paul thing. I'll watch this countdown show because I don't know what you're talking about. But it seems a little bit like, they're trying to offset some people like me who are worried about the age difference. And they're trying to pump it up so that Mike actually looks like he has a really good chance.
Well,
So, and I
the
hope
fight's
he does.
free. The fight's
He
on Netflix, though. It's
does.
on Netflix. The whole fight's on Netflix. It
I
doesn't.
know. I know. I
He
know.
does have a good chance. You guys forget most of Mike Tyson's first 20 fights were like 90 fucking seconds,
Yeah.
like 75% of them were 90 fucking seconds. He knocked out Michael Speaks in fucking 90 seconds, And he only started losing at the end when he did too much cocaine and hookers, like you, Mayhem. And that's when he started losing.
You're
So
right.
if they keep him,
Yeah.
they keep him clean, they keep him fucking clean, he's gonna kill this fucking white boy.
Oh, wow.
Also, what about old man
He's
strength? I mean,
broken.
old
He'll
man
be
strength is
just
real.
crackle. There'll be cracker crumbles all over the fucking ring,
So
Well,
they
see,
had
but
a they.
here's where I'm coming from, though. I think if I'm coaching Jake Paul, I'm like, hey, bud, you're gonna stick your fucking knuckles on your temple for the first three rounds. You're gonna go like this and dance around and jab and dance around and jab. And that's all you're gonna do to try to wear the fucking beast out. I don't know. Mike Tyson is super dangerous in the early goings, but with age and with just Mike Tyson, he kind of fades as it goes on. He's the most dangerous man on earth.
Yeah, they're
For
only 2 minute rounds.
oh, 2 minute
They're only
rounds?
2 minute
Oh,
rounds.
Oh, wow.
yes,
Now I keep
eight
hearing
of them,
new stuff.
eight 2 minute, right? Eight 2 minute rounds. That's all it is.
And I
Ooh.
did so. All right, so they had a press conference, and you know how Jake always gives you a gift. Like his whole thing is, he gave like Tyson or what's his name, Tyron Woodley, like a Rolex or whatever. So he gives Mike Tyson a pigeon,
Yeah.
and then Mike goes, "Great, I'm gonna feed it to my hawk." Right. And then Jake looks like he was about to cry, like, because he's like, you're not really going to feed it. He's like, yeah, I'm going to feed it to my hawk. And then Jake took it back.
That's sick. Well, good for him.
Do you think he really would have fed it to his hawk?
Yeah, absolutely. I would have. I might
Does
have
he
ate it
love
myself.
pigeon? Mike Tyson ain't. Mike Tyson ain't all there, brother. He's fucking skipping
No,
days.
you don't understand what happened. So when we were in Saudi Arabia, All right, so we go out the night before. Russell takes me to Cipriani's, and I'm hanging out with Amir Khan and Mike Tyson. And I sit next to Tyson, and we're having the best time. I'm asking because he's like, "Oh, you're a comic," and it was like right when somebody fought like Riddick Bowe, and I was like, "Yeah, that aired on the History Channel." And he goes, "No, it aired on wait the History Channel." And he started, "Ah, you comedians!" Like so, right away we like bonded. And I asked him, I said, "I heard that back in the day, him and Bobby Brown, before his fight against Buster Douglas, they banged like 100 Japanese girls to the point where Bobby Brown was like, Mike, I think you got to take this seriously. When like 80s Bobby Brown is telling you, you got to take your shit seriously, that's when you know you're fucked. You know,
Oh,
that's like, and Mike's like, yeah, I thought I was gonna kill that motherfucker. And then I asked him about like, so I heard he used to punch his tigers. Like, I heard he used to punch his tigers, right? And people come up to me, hey, and he's like, yeah. He's like, I did punch him. He goes, but tigers are funny because you're their pet. He's like, and they piss everywhere. And then the thing is like, and the thing is, if a tiger likes you, he'll attack anyone that wants to be your friend. So Mike's telling me all about fucking tigers and this. And we're having like the best time, right? But the next day, somebody offered Mike gum. And Mike flipped on him. Like, you say my breath is bad? I'll fucking kill. He goes from 0 to 1 billion. So do you think like he might in the beginning, Jason, like, oh, this is still kind of a fun exhibition, and then just like he gets hit too hard and then just murdered Jake Paul?
Boy, I think he's gonna go ballistic at some point in the fight. Yeah, I'm counting on it. I hope so. You know, I'm with everybody, but I'm just afraid that he was gonna burn himself out, dude. Like, there's nothing, man. I don't know. And what does how about the training footage? I gotta watch this thing. Damn it, you're making me watch it, huh? You're making
What
me
are the
watch
rules? What are the rules for
it. It
the
is free.
rules? The rules, it's boxing rules. It's
But it's two minute
regular,
round.
no stipulations.
No, it's 8 rounds boxing. I mean, the thing is, these guys, you know what also kind of sucks is that after you lose to Jake Paul, for some reason, like, I don't look at anyone different, I don't care. But people look at like Woodley. They don't look at him the same, or even Askren when he got knocked out. Like,
Yeah.
it sucks. Even Mike Perry. Like Mike Perry, I get it. You get the $1 million and you're like, fuck it. Who cares what people think? But sometimes it seems like in the eyes of like, the common audience member, they just something happened. And it's not like, I mean, Jake Paul's got a great right hand. He has a great right hand. People just can't seem to fathom how a kid can go from YouTube to Disney to boxing all before your eyes, and be as successful as he is. Jason, you think you could beat him in boxing?
Yeah, but the thing is that the whole thing we're missing is that he came into boxing through this weird channel, but we're forgetting that he's a decent boxer. Like he's not the best boxer of all time, but he's definitely the best like promotional agent of all time. Like he's a guy who figured out, oh, I can box good enough to hand select the right fighters at the right time to build myself into this big thing. And he did it. He did it. You know, him and his team of guys, because, you know, all right, I was talking to somebody about it yesterday where Mayweather is widely recognized as the best boxer of all time. Okay. Or like, you know, one of the best, one of the GOATs, right? Now, a big thing about Mayweather is he's a third generation boxer, which means not only does he understand the inside the ring in the squared circle, but he also understands the outside. He understands the business of it and how to select the right fights at the right time to get himself up to the next level and the next level. Then you add a dash of self-promotion. He's like the first one to really follow himself around with cameras everywhere and, you know, act like a rep,
Those
you know,
24/7s were amazing back in the
yeah, self-promotion machine, you know. And he's the one who did that. Jake Paul took that same business model, but backwards. He went from outside of the boxing world and he created his own ecosystem of boxing. None of the guys he fought were really boxers. You know what I mean? None of them.
none of them
He
except
fought
for
one of them. One of them was sort of a boxer. And then, you know, the rest of them were just guys who, okay, they're tangentially related to boxing through other fight sports. So he got himself a bigger name and a bigger name and a bigger name. It's brilliant. I mean, the whole thing is brilliant. You gotta take your damn hat off to Jake
Well,
Paul.
I mean, you did it first.
I mean, I did it. Yeah, I did it in my way too. But inside the mixed martial arts space, and then went to Japan and did it even bigger. But the thing about like nowadays, the internet and that network of him being able to bounce YouTube into his own fight community, that's the way he did it,
By
man.
the way, Mayweather, I had a show one time opening for Michael Blackson. Mayweather had a girl who sat behind him for an hour and a half and massaged his head. That was her whole job, was to rub his head.
Oh yeah, Melanie, the head massager. I know her. Yeah, she goes $150 an hour, bro. It's easy.
You serious?
Yeah,
You actually know the lady who did that?
Melanie. Yeah, Melanie. Yeah, she's
How
a
do you
nice
know her?
lady.
How do you know her?
Well, I mean, she does other head massages too.
Oh, come on. All right.
Oh.
So, by the way, Don, do you know the divorce rate for lesbians is 72%?
Yeah.
Yeah, 'cause two bitches.
Well, they're missing dick, man. They're missing some cock. What do you
Oh my
expect?
God.
It's a fundamental necessity in a relationship.
When I read that stat, I was like, I gotta tell Don about this stat. I gotta get his take and Mayhem's take.
Welcome back to the Misogyny Podcast with Mayhem and Don.
Did you guys watch
You
the fights last
get
week, the Neil Magny
it.
fight? Anyone watch the Neil Magny fights last week?
Bro, I protest them fucking
Any what?
fighting in that little garage at UFC Studios.
At the
Like, what the
Apex.
fuck? Yeah, come on. I'll watch the highlights of that shit. Well, I did see that kid knock the fuck out of that guy with like a phantom punch. That was the
That was
best thing ever.
Neil Magny. That's a good fighter he knocked out. Now,
No.
at that point, there was a guy they put in this guy who's basically Neil Magny, Don. I hate to say it, but at this point, he's kind of like a Gary Goodridge, where he's like the gatekeeper, where if you beat him, you're in the
Fought, and I thought that was the funniest shit ever. It was like, I don't want to see Brian Boitano spinning around.
Homosexual. And he's like, you're
Yeah,
gay?
deeply closeted.
No, I'm
Yeah.
deeply closeted. Like, just you guys all know about how great it is to be at a basketball game. I go all the time to the WNBA games. I take my daughter. So much fun watching the game, just being there, being around it. I go like going to the Laker games when I was in New York, going to Knick games. It's the best. The atmosphere, just people cheering. Well, listen, Game Time has a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets to see your favorite teams play live even easier. All right. Now, Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you incredible deals on great seats. You don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. Okay. You know how that is. You just sit there, you're like, well, this one, that one. It's a pain in the ass. Okay. Now, Game Time Picks makes it easier to save on sports, concerts, comedy, theater. They have all-in pricing. Okay. You get to see the view of the seats. So you're not sitting there like if you're at a football game and you're behind the pole, or like a basketball game or base, you can't see anything. A baseball game, it's horrible. All right. So this way you could see how it's going to look when you're there. They have a lowest price guarantee. They have ticket coverage. Okay. Your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. So you take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time Picks. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use code CLNS for $20 off your first purchase. That's right. Terms apply. Again, get an account, redeem code CLNS for $20 off. Download Game Time today. All right. What time is it? It is game time. Yeah. What time is it? Game time. All right. So the URL is gametime.co. All right. Check it out. Highly recommend. You're going to thank me. The
Yeah.
top five, and if you lose your. So they this guy he got wobbled, and then he got dropped with a punch that looked like it didn't hit him. It did hit him, but it like skimmed his head. At that point, I think Jason his chin's kind of gone, right?
I mean, maybe, yeah. What? I don't understand. Did he get knocked out last time too? I can't remember.
He's one of these guys that like wins, loses, but he's
Yeah.
like a typical gatekeeper where like he beats these guys and then they go back down the ladder. There was one thing when somebody said this is the worst defense they've ever seen to a standing guillotine. I got to ask your.
Yeah, I want to see this.
So, all right, here we go. This guy, Trayshawn Gore, who I guess the guy is dating Mackenzie Dern's boyfriend. What do you think?
Of course. You don't put your arms low. You don't push your hips down to make it stronger. You put your arms over his shoulders.
Yeah, that's like day one self-defense jiu-jitsu, right? Like where as soon as you get caught in a guillotine, you know, you reach up over his shoulder and, you know, kind of take some pressure off. But it looks like he jacked that thing up so quick that the kid was scrambling for hand control, yeah. But it was too late. It was too late. Also, the angle that he had, like, when you get a guillotine like this and then pull your hand up like that, but man, that's a quick, dirty one. That's one of the ones that the kids are now busting. It's like an old technique that people have dusted off out of the dustbin of history, you know, and put it back in.
It's like a combination neck crank guillotine.
Yeah.
Shannon Rich. I love Shannon Rich. I see him all the time. But some of his fights are a little bit suspect. I think he lost like six in a row by standing guillotine.
Yeah, I remember that era. I remember the guillotine era. Yeah.
I mean, he's just walking into it. Is that what's happening?
Oh, he would brawl with the guys. I saw two of those. And I was flabbergasted on the second one. I was like, wait a minute. Didn't he just get caught in that last fucking weekend? A guy fought all the time. Yeah, I remember that.
I mean, you think he just kind of wanted out of there? Is that what?
Yeah, Shannon McKenna was one of those paycheck fighters where he would show up and fight whoever, whatever, but he was ready to tap as soon as he got into trouble. He was ready. Hey, and I can't fault him for that. He was living his dream. He was out there fighting. I would see him. I would be in Atlanta and see him fight somebody. And then I would be back in California and see him fight someone the next weekend. I'm like, oh my God, this guy is getting after it.
So the fights this week. So John Jones is a minus 600 favorite.
Wow. Yeah.
Against Stipe. Are people just overlooking Stipe?
I hope so.
I think they're listening to him say that he's still working a full-time fireman job where he does 24-hour shifts. And they're like, what the fuck? Is this guy really taking it serious? I don't know. They might be overlooking it.
I mean, minus 600. I mean, Stipe was, you know, people were saying he was the greatest heavyweight of all time.
Everybody says that about every fucking heavyweight champion. Are you kidding me? I've heard that shit. Every time somebody wins the fucking belt.
Did they ever say it about you, Don?
I'm still saying.
Fuck, I don't know. I didn't hear that. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, baby. Thank you.
I'm saying it too, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, he won the ultimate. Not just the ultimate. The fucking ultimate. Why do they call it the ultimate, John? Don?
Because they had the winners and the runners-ups. You know, like it's like an all-star match, you know, all-star tournament, you know, and then select the people, invite Chemo and Tank, you know, people who are right there at the cusp and never could fucking, you know, get it.
That actually makes
sense. They had a good name.
Got it. So this week, Mayhem, Don. All right. So Mio and then Bill. John Jones, 27-1, which, by the way, now that they're allowing 12-6 elbows. Oh, that's the other thing. Last week, some girl did a 12-6 elbow on the other girl's ass crack.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Can't we, like,
get stuck
where you can't elbow directly into the brown eye?
Hold on. I'll show you guys. Yeah, it was.
Get stuck? Get disinfected or what?
Yeah, Jillian Robertson right here.
Six elbows, you could measure.
Was that a finish?
Six elbows, you could measure.
She finished her with her elbow to the taint?
No. She didn't actually. It was the
end of the round.
Yeah, bell went off.
And I went to New York. I had to pay $500 for that treatment.
I remember you telling me that story, by the way. That was one of my favorite stories I've ever heard in my life. It was CB Dalloway running mountains and hills, and Jason's being tied up, getting electrocuted to his nuts.
That's a different kind of training. Hey, wait, are you saying 6-1 favorite is John Jones? Wait, so how, what's Stipe at?
I think he's a 400, but
so you can make $400 on.
Yeah.
Stipe? No way.
Are you thinking about it?
That, I don't know. I'm thinking about it, but I'm putting a, I might put a hundy on him. Jesus Christ. I was like,
we don't know. At a certain point, you got to get old, right? I mean, John Jones seems like he's lived like 10 lives.
Did you see, look, I think I said it last time. Do you see, I saw John Jones like hitting the bag. Bro, he like lost all his speed. Like, he's not fast. Like now that he's like Fat Boy Jones now. It's weird. He like ate Daniel Cormier or something. Like he does not look like John Jones anymore. He looks slow as molasses compared to John Jones. It's weird. I think he like put on so much muscle. I want to see how he deals with cardio in this fight. Like, will he be able to, you know, because look, I don't know why Dana got it up his ass that Jones is the greatest of all time. But when he has one heavyweight fight against a dude who knows how to grapple a little better than my 8-year-olds, okay? He doesn't know what he's doing. Like, okay, and John Jones is now getting some type of weird, like, greatest of all time, going to go walk off into the sunset if he beats Stipe? What the hell? Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Tom Aspinall is whooping fucking ass on everybody, just beating the shit out of the entire heavyweight division, and this guy gets no fucking respect whatsoever. Okay, all right.
That's fine. you look at Jones' last win, right? Obviously, he beat Cyril Gane quick. But before that,
when was that? In fucking 94, huh? Like that was like 3 years ago.
That was 2023. But before that, he hadn't fought in 3 years. He beat Dominic Reyes in a fight that I thought Reyes won.
He won.
Then he beat Thiago Santos, split decision. Anthony Smith was on like muscle relaxers that fight. And then Gustafson he beat, but I thought he lost the first one against Gustafson. Cormier, he was losing that fight until he kicked him in the head.
Yep.
OSP, he was a boring fight. Then he beat Cormier the first time. Glover, he whooped Glover's ass. That was 2014. I mean, maybe we're just remembering John Joe, like, I don't know.
We're remembering that he beat Rampage. He beat all those guys in the earlier days. We're remembering that. And then now he's just like skated by in the last few fights. Like he's kind of like, yeah, like he hasn't been a dominant champion the whole time. He's been like a smart fighter, a really smart fighter. And I don't take nothing from him. I think, yeah, okay. Is he one of the greatest? Yeah, for sure. But like now, what's really rubbing me wrong is how Dana has propagandized this guy as the greatest of all time. What the fuck are you talking
but,
about?
But
nobody man, agrees with that.
Stipe, okay.
Yeah, sell tickets. He's gonna say that and sell tickets.
Yeah, selling tickets.
You know, you can't say, say, okay, he's an average fighter. He's an average heavyweight fighter, you know? We know he hasn't fought anybody worth his shit in 5 years, but you know, we got to sell tickets, so we got to promote his ass.
Yeah.
But here's the but, okay? There's a couple things here. Stipe, his last fight was 4 years ago, or three, okay, against Ngannou, he got knocked out. Before that was Cormier, he won. And then before that, he got knocked out by Cormier. So he's lost 2 out of 3, knocked out last 2 out of 3. Actually, he lost to Ngannou. He beat Cormier, lost to Cormier. Okay, so he's two out of four he won.
His Instagram is like he's eating fried chicken, his babies. I think he's trying to pretend like he's not taking it seriously, but I bet you he's training his fucking ass off. And I think people are going to be surprised by Stipe. That's my theory.
But Jason, here's the thing also. All right, so by the way, I finally saw the next Roadhouse. You have the new Roadhouse?
No, terrible. God.
Oh, God.
I didn't watch that either. No.
I saw it on an airplane. It is so funny. McGregor is coked out of his fucking mind. I mean, maybe he's not in real life, but I think he must have done all the blow and steroids. Every scene, he's naked, running around, going, and because it's McGregor, it's the funniest shit you've ever seen. Like, there's no range. There's zero. The range is like, let's It's hilarious. It's such a stupid movie. Like Jake Gyllenhaal gets stabbed in the first scene and just is like, and just takes out the knife. Like it doesn't even bother. What a stupid fucking movie. But I bring this up because you look at UFC stars, right? McGregor, biggest star. Now he's on trial this week for rape.
Oh, assault.
Civil trial. Like, all right. O'Malley got kind of whooped his last fight. Lost 5 rounds to nothing to Merab, who is not a household name. Doesn't really have. So is John Jones the last of the star? Like, who else other than the guy, Pereira? That's all they really got as far as like major stars, you know?
And he made himself a star. You know what I mean? Like he did his own social media work. He did his own knocking the guys the fuck out. You know, they didn't like shoehorn him in there like they're trying to do with Jones. Like Jones is weird. Like, yeah, he's a great fighter, but like they're forcing him to like be like they're forcing it to be greater than it is. Like for some reason, it's because, yeah, they have to sell tickets. And what? And the Stipe fight proves exactly what? That two older fighters are still box office draws? All right, fine. Fine. Hopefully we'll see that.
Well, the craziest part about John Jones is he's not even that old. Like, I think he's like, how old is John Jones?
36?
Yeah, I mean, he's young. Well,
he's getting up there, bud.
I just think he's also like, he's only 37.
John Jones screwed himself with getting arrested and all the car wrecks and all that and the coke and all that shit. You know, he ruined his name. He ruined his name of the fans. So they've got to remanufacture him. You know, they got to reinvent him and make him, you know, force people to like him. You know, it's like pro wrestling. They're shoving this guy down everybody's throat. And people are not, they're going to fucking puke it right back up.
Yeah. I don't know why he doesn't go full heel and say, fuck it. Yeah, I'm doing pictograms all day. Yeah, I'm doing cocaine. Right. I'm crashing cars. I don't give a fuck. He should just go full heel and like, yeah, we'll hate him, but he's good enough to beat everybody. So, all right, fine. And 37 months?
Yeah.
Well, that's ripe old age.
It's old.
I mean, somebody told me.
There's a fucking saying in pro wrestling. I don't care if you buy a ticket to cheer me or you buy a ticket to boo me, just buy a fucking ticket.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Somebody told me, I don't know if this is true. I have no idea, but it's a former UFC fighter who in the know said that when the UFC and WWE merged, you know, they became like one company. That they're kind of hurting a little bit because of all the Vince McMahon stuff that came out, all the lawsuits that are going against Vince, it ends up hurting the UFC. I guess,
but they kind of swept that under the rug pretty quick. Like, yeah, there was like one weekend where we were like, oh man, you heard he poops on people's chests, and then after that, we're like, what? Like nobody, I didn't hear about it again. I did. I'm in the know, so I know about. I like pay attention to this kind of thing. But the general public, nah. They had like a big. They had a that show, Mr. McMahon. It was just a whole glaze fest for him. It was the perfect time for that scandal to come out because that documentary was awesome. It made him look awesome. Yeah, he's a bad guy, whatever. But, like, they didn't go into that at all. They just went into how awesome he was. And, look, yeah, he's a great guy. Maybe he did some bad things. But overall, you know, we appreciate him as a pro wrestling promoter, you know.
You watched that documentary?
Yeah, I watched that one. Yeah, it was very interesting.
All of it? Because at the end, they go into it pretty deep.
They didn't go into it.
At the end of the documentary, they went into it.
I read the stuff and read the lawsuit and I was like, oh wow, that documentary, they glazed over. They didn't even mention the specifics that I just talked about, like you know what I mean, the real stuff that he was accused of doing. They went, but in the documentary, they just said, oh, it's a scandal. Oh, it's a scandal. And didn't go into detail about the scandal. The details are fucking salacious.
Well, dude, there was
one on her head, not her chest.
Yeah. Okay. My bad. Her head. Yeah, you're right.
There was one part where they said that he was going over a storyline with his daughter, where he's like, remember he said he wanted to have his daughter be pregnant and then he was the father?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, what?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was the Attitude Era, bro. They were really hyping up. They're trying to push the limits over there. And yeah, I'm glad they didn't do that one. Damn.
Don, did they ever try to give you a gimmick in pro wrestling?
Yeah, they tried and it never worked, you know?
What was the gimmick?
Oh, they made me the Knight of Violence, you know? And it lasted about lasted two shows, you know, shit.
Good night.
A leather trench coat, you know.
Leather trench coat, all right. Yeah.
Do you remember Mayhem that like they were trying to get Stefan Bonner was trying to get you, him and Baroni to be the wrestling?
Like a triple team kind of thing. Yeah, I remember
you
that.
Guys would be called Banned Substance.
I didn't know about that. I didn't even know that name. That's ridiculous, man. Oh my God.
Yeah, man, I miss Bonner. I he was a great guy. He was such a fucking good guy.
He was a good guy.
He was
a good guy.
How did he pass again? What happened?
My God.
He was on a lot of drugs.
Heart attack
and steroids and drugs and all kinds of stuff.
Wait, but didn't he like light the house on fire on accident or some shit?
Yeah, that was before.
Oh. So he burned his house down, then he fucking died.
Yeah, he had you know kids and he was Bonner was a great guy Bonner was a really really great guy.
Yeah, he had a lot of pain. You know, he broke his back was broken. He genuinely broken, you know, like mine, and he just suffered in a lot of pain, and so he got hooked on the pain pills.
Yeah,
you know, he's always looking for relief. You're always looking for relief. It's buck hair. It's your back.
So also on this card, Michael Chandler versus Charles Oliveira. I mean, that has to be a banger. I mean, Chandler is never in a boring fight. Not the smartest fighter.
I think he gets wiped by Oliveira here.
Really?
I think so. Wait. Charles Oliveira. Yeah. Oh boy, the Brazilian
classic wrestler versus jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, but not really. It's a motherfucker that could kickbox like a motherfucker versus a short motherfucker who's strong as shit. And just runs in there with his fucking hands down. I think it might be a short, I don't know, man. I really like Chandler. He's like a good guy, like positive thing, but that's a tough ass fight.
Oh, but yeah. Man, I hope Chandler wins, but yeah, Bo Nickels on the card. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, he's fighting Paul Craig, who's really good at jiu-jitsu. Got a lot of big submissions, but I think Bo Nickels too strong. Mayhem?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe you're right. But Paul Craig knows his way around the cage. You know, he knows a lot of different moves. He can make it interesting because Bo Nickels, like, kickboxing, look, throw uppercuts, and, you know, his takedown defense is, like, not terrible. So, I don't know. This is a perfect fight for Bo Nickels to challenge himself and see what he's made of.
Don, what do you think?
I'm going to go with Bo, you know, because he just too good of a wrestler. You know, he works too hard because wrestlers know how to fucking train.
Yeah.
If anything, they overtrain, you know? And, his boxing doesn't look good. But
it was like 30-28, 30-28, and then he pulled off a submission with 1 second left. And he beat... He beat... What's his name? He was getting shellacked. But since then, he's... One, he lost by Kimura, he won by triangle, lost one. I mean, he's just a guy that keeps going back and forth. And then he goes by the Bear Jew, so former champion, but had like, what, knee surgery a bunch of times, all kinds of stuff. He won his last fight, but it was like a weird thing where, didn't he like hit the guy with like a headbutt or something and the guy went out, or it was like a weird win. It was something.
Oh, yeah.
something strange happened, right? I forgot what exactly happened, but it was like then he lost to Tavares for that. He lost to Uriah Hall where he broke his leg. He lost to Reyes, lost to Souza, beat Omari. Mayhem, who wins this fight?
Well, bud, I mean, I hate to go against old Weidman. He's an American treasure, but yeah, this Eric Anders, like, what? That's the new what? Tell me about Eric Anders, because I don't
Eric,
really.
Eric Anders, great athlete. Like,
yeah,
picked up MMA late after his played football over in Canada. That didn't work.
This guy now. I just didn't know his name. Yeah, this guy is tough. Yeah, this guy is on the come up, you know. I'm afraid that Weidman might be in over his head here, because this guy is a pretty good wrestler. I think he trains with a good camp. I remember this guy now. Yeah,
he's in Arizona.
Seven.
Yeah, he's tough. Yeah, that guy is really tough. So
Weidman told the weirdest story that they have like a weigh-in show. He told the story about how his first time he was at his girlfriend's house. He didn't want to shit in her bathroom, so he like shit in her like garbage, and then threw it away. And it tells us that like 9 o'clock in the morning, while they're weighing in, it was the strangest fucking story I've ever heard. Like it was like a podcast story that you would tell.
That's delirium, bro. When you start cutting weight, you start saying weird shit, bro. You just open up about stuff you should not open up about. And I'm glad he did that, bro, because I'll forever be looking at my trash now for random shit.
Dude, nothing was better when Don Fry was commenting, I think with Dan Severn back in the day, where all he would talk about was his fights during the fights.
Yeah.
Like, oh, and then he was, Don was drunk. You, Don, you were drunk going, oh, that was a good punch. Reminds me of the time when I punched Shamrock. Oh, man. That guy could. And then, dude, there'd be a finish on the screen, but all you'd hear about was Don's drunken fucking fight stories, which was 10 times better than anything you saw on TV.
The best.
Yeah.
And then Baroni was commenting one time, and he didn't know he's like still mic'd, and he went to the bathroom, and then you hear over the thing, I think this chick wants to fuck me, the ring girl.
Classic Baroni. Oh my God.
Jim Miller, Damon Jackson. Jim Miller, how old is Jim?
God damn. Cousin Jim is like fucking older than me, I think.
He's 41. That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, he's still getting after it, huh?
He fought at UFC 300, 200, and UFC 100.
Well, no way. That's crazy.
That is insane. You know, and then Mickey Gall's on the card. I love Mick. This guy's got the craziest career. They brought him in to fight CM Punk, right? And he just destroys CM Punk, which I'm fucking happy because that was bullshit. That still kind of annoys me. The fact that they just let CM Punk in the UFC because he had no background. He never had an amateur fight. His first fight was in the UFC, his first fight. And I talked to someone in his camp and I go, how's he going to do tomorrow? And they write back, not good. This was like his wrestling coach. But anyway, so they bring him in. He beats Mike Jackson, right? Mike Jackson, by the way, who he's the guy that just lost to Pat Miletich like last year. No, he beat Pat Miletich because Miletich gassed himself out or broke his hand. Miletich was like fucking him up, right? And now Mike Jackson calls everyone a Nazi and this and that. Then he beats CM Punk, right? Then he beats Sage Northcutt, right? Like these are his first three fights. Loses to Randy Brown. Then he fights Diego Sanchez and loses to him. Also, Mike Perry. Like, this is the craziest.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, he's on the card. Mickey Gall against Ramiz Ramajaj. And then Dan Hardy's wife, Veronica Hardy, is on the card.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it should be good. I mean, it's actually a great week of fights between the Mike Tyson and the UFC.
You're right. Where are you going to be watching from? The fucking first class cabin on fucking Spirit Airlines?
Dude, I'm doing Guffel Friday. And then so I'm going to New York. And then
so you're going to jerk each other off in a Trump orgy?
Yes, yes. I'm going to make America jizz again. and then I'm going to go. And then I don't know because are they going to show the The Jake Paul fight, you think at bars if it's on Netflix?
I don't know, bud. That's a good
question. Why not?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, somebody could just plug their fucking AirPlay in. You know what I mean? Just do it at the bar.
But I feel like I'd rather watch it at home on Netflix or in the hotel.
Watching Squid Game on Netflix instead.
Yeah, right. You know what you're doing in the hotel.
Yeah, buddy.
If Jake Paul knocks out Mike Tyson in round one, or Mike Tyson quits,
I will eat my motherfucking hat.
Is that the most depressing day in the history of sports?
Wait, if Jake Paul knocks him out round one, yeah, bud. I think I'll be swinging from a ceiling beam, bro. I can't take this, bro. My life is not worth living if Jake Paul beats Mike Tyson in round one. Now, if it's the other way, oh, bro. Celebrate good time. Come on.
Has Jake Paul been knocked out by anybody?
Oh, he's not been knocked down. He's never been hurt. Tyron Woodley like stumbled him a little bit in their first fight.
Yeah, but he like kind of tripped. Like it wasn't even a good one. I know. But he's fought nothing but small guys. So hopefully Mike Tyson gives him the what for. I'm with Dawn on this. Fuck it. I'm changing my prediction. Mike Tyson, round one, knockout.
Did I tell you the Mike Tyson story?
Yeah, it's inside two.
So Mike Tyson's inside two.
If he doesn't do it in the first round, it's only because he needed that extra 30 seconds. So, yeah. You know, he'll get it done in inside two.
Hell yeah. Did I tell you that Mike Tyson story that his old business manager told me that back in the day, like before the Roy Jones fight, I guess he was like taking on some stuff or whatever. And then they all of a sudden got tested. So he was like, they pulled him off, like, you know, TRTs and whatever, and whatever he was taking. And so he was going nuts, like going insane. So they called him up, the manager, and they said Mike Tyson was doing ayahuasca with like 20 shaman monks. And he's having a breakdown, and they're all running for their lives, right? So the guy pulls up to the Hollywood Hills to find with Tyson's wife. And then there's like 30 monks running for their lives. Like, and then Tyson's in like slow motion with his shirt off, just walking towards them. Like
through the fire, like the Terminator 1000.
Could you imagine driving on the hills and like 30 monks like run past your car? And then you're like, what the fuck is going on? And all of a sudden you see Mike Tyson with a shirt. Like, I mean.
It's like an anime episode.
Yeah.
All right. I got to go. I love you guys.
I love you too, man. Take care. All right. Well,
see you, man.
So let's talk after the fight next week. Anything coming up, Don?
Well, I guess the fight. You know, I'm going to watch the fight. When is the Tyson fight?
Friday.
All right, well, then I'm going to watch that for damn sure, you know? Shit, I'm excited about that. I'm not going to Madison Square Garden because they gave away my two Hall of Fame tickets that they guarantee you. They gave those away, and so I won't be going there and watching that. So.
Sorry, man. But you are going. But you and Mayhem are teaching a seminar in Indiana.
Not this weekend, is it?
Next week.
Next week. That's what I thought, man. I mean, you're gonna start packing.
And then Bill.
When's the last time you gave a seminar, Dom? When's the last time you gave one?
Oh my God! I haven't given a seminar for 20 years. You know, it's gonna be interesting. Especially with my back, you know.
I told my wife that Don Fry member were giving seminars, and she didn't know like it was like jiu-jitsu. She's like, on what? Like that would be the great. Like she thought it was like behind like a podium, like how to be a man or fucking like yeah, yeah. So what do you have coming up, Bill?
Just Laugh Factory Wednesday, Improv Thursday, same old.
All right. Yeah. Nice. Well, I got shows in Montreal coming up in Toronto. Go to adamhuntercomedy.com. If you're in Syracuse this Saturday night, I'll be in Syracuse at the Funny Bone. Thank you, guys. Take care.